Thank you all for being here today, and thank you to Hank for inviting us to participate in such an amazing project. So my name is Andrea Bañuelos. I'm the assistant manager at the medical clinic called MEND. We're located in the city of Pacoima, northeast San Fernando Valley. If anybody is familiar with the LA area, we're like pretty much the northeast of the county. It's a great neighborhood and has great people, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. So to start, you know, I have no relationship to disclose, so just put it on record. And who we are, again, we're Meet Each Need with Dignity. We're a nonprofit poverty relief organization located in Pacoima, California. We were founded in 1971. It was founded by a group of individuals who saw a need in the community. They saw a lot of individuals suffering poverty, hunger, and they decided to get together and collect clothes from their neighbors and food from local establishments and begin distributing it. And there's a couple that donated their garage to begin distributing from there. And ever since then, it's grown, and now we offer a variety of services, such as food, clothing, showers for the homeless, medical care, eye care, dental care, et cetera. And the great part is that those two individuals, that couple that donated their garage to distribute from their home, they're still very active. And one of them is a nurse at our clinic, and they're involved in the board, and so it's very nice to see them still involved in what's their baby, pretty much. So currently we serve approximately 38,000 individuals per month, and about over 450,000 individuals were served in 2013, and our operating costs are less than 6%. And so our mission is With Dignity and Respect, powered by volunteers. MEND's mission is to break the bonds of poverty by providing basic human needs and a pathway to self-reliance. So we wanted to share our mission with you just to give you an idea of what our commitment to the community is and how we go about serving our community. And we always keep these the mission statement in mind, especially the dignity portion. We really seek to restore dignity to our clients when they enter our doors. So everything from the services that we provide to the state of our building to the way we approach them, we do it with the intention to restore dignity. MEND is volunteer-driven, so we rely on the help of volunteers from many disciplines. For example, at the medical clinic, our doctors, our nurses, our medical assistants, our health educators, you name it, are volunteers. There are only two paid staff members in the department, and that would be my supervisor and myself, and everybody else donates their time to help bring these services to our clients. And so for that reason, in 2012, we were recognized with the Governor's Volunteering and Service Award, California's Nonprofit of the Year. And here we have a few images of some of our volunteers. So in the top left-hand corner, there's a group from Disney that comes in once a year and donates their time and helps in different departments. And then below, it's a group of doctors and medical assistants that donate their time several times a month to see patients. And then on the right image is our CEO obtaining the award. So it is this volunteer-driven model that provides the platform for us to develop partnerships with different entities throughout the county, and in this case with Occidental College. So in our health services department, we offer a range of services. So we offer eye care services, dental care services, medical services, and additional screenings, et cetera, and these are all at no cost. And this is all thanks to volunteers and donors who provide resources and provide their time to see our patients. So our patient population, they're all uninsured. They're all living in poverty. So all of our patients that are seen at the clinic, they're living below 120% of the federal poverty level. Most of them, about 91% of them, are Latino Hispanic. Vast majority are monolingual Spanish speaking. And in our clinic, there's about 47% of our patients that are managing diabetes, and about 50% of those patients are insulin dependent. And so the way that we know this information is because we introduce our patients to a rigorous intake process to make sure that they do qualify for our services. If they don't qualify, then we refer them to other partners in the area to make sure that they do obtain the services that they're looking for. Okay. So at MEND, we adopt a holistic approach to diabetes management. So not only do we offer them medical care, and that includes doctor consults and labs and medications, but also regular eye care screenings, regular dental care, and most importantly, health education. So especially with a diet-related illness, health education is key. In particular, in our community, many times we see patients become depressed, very confused, don't know how to manage their disease, and they're very, very lost. And so for us, it's extremely important to have this service available to them. Okay. So our diabetes health education program. So what it is, it's a 5-month program, and this one in particular, this other one, but this one in particular is a 5-month program where patients meet once a month, and they meet with a diabetes health educator, and they go over a lesson, the lesson of the day, and have an opportunity to apply skills and ask questions. And at the same time, they also meet once a month with our health coaches. So this is where Occidental College and Esperanza Community Housing comes in. They meet once a month with the health coaches to discuss particular barriers that they're facing, particular concerns that they have, or difficulties that they're having towards making those lifestyle changes. And so here are a couple of images from our diabetes health education program. The top left-hand corner image outlines our patients that are ready to start a shopping trip. So one of our classes involves going on a shopping trip. The patients obtain a $20 gift card, and their homework is usually to obtain everything they need to make a healthy dinner. And then they purchase it, they bring it back to our office, and they present what they purchased, and then they obtain feedback in regards to what their choices were. And this particular class takes place 2 classes after they've gone over nutrition and meal planning and food portions and so on and so forth. So it's really fun, and it's a great opportunity for us to see how our patients are doing, if they have any questions. It's a great time to ask them there. And there's a couple, we could see some of our promotoras and health coaches towards the back left corner. What they do there is they answer questions. So sometimes they say, does this item have a lot of sodium? And they can point them to the food label and help them read it and so on and so forth. And then the bottom right-hand corner shows an image of our graduation. So at the end of every course, we have a ceremony, and we offer all of our patients a certificate. And it's a great opportunity to recognize them, recognize their hard work, and also recognize the work of our volunteers and our interns. And, many times this is probably the only opportunity that our students have to be recognized. They live many, they have many responsibilities, and very few times do they focus on themselves. And so we really want to make sure that we make it special for them and recognize them. And this is another aspect where our students, our interns help. They help develop the certificates, and they help prepare the day, and so on and so forth. So some outcomes of our diabetes health education program. So in the past 2 years, we've been tracking the overall changes in our patients' A1C, and we've noticed that about 50% of them improve their A1C, and for us, an improvement is of a change in 0.2 or better, and 31% of them show no change, so a change of 0.1 or none, and to us, that's considered a success because at least they're not getting worse. And 19% of them, their A1C score worsens. So these patients in particular, we target to ask them to participate again in the class, attend one-on-one sessions, and additional supplemental support. And then we also do a qualitative survey. So at the beginning of every course, we ask our patients to set up 10 questions regarding, food intake, exercise, food portions, what foods belong in different food groups, so on and so forth. And then we do the same exact test at the end, and we see how their knowledge has changed. And usually, their initial score is at about 50%, a little better. We have an exception in the first cohort in 2014, which they did great the first time. But usually they're failing, right? And so they're not doing too horrible, but they're not doing great. And at the end of the course, in green, we see they improved their score by about 20%. There was one cohort this year that improved their score by about 40%. So they were getting over 90%. They got A's. We were super excited. But on average, they're passing. They're getting above a 70%. So We believe that the reason why we see these changes is not only because they participate in the class, but also because they participate in the one-on-one sessions. And they have the opportunity to ask and say, you know, I really don't understand what a carb is. Like, how should I consider this a carb? I thought it was a vegetable, or so on and so forth. You know? So again, health coaches. So one of the primary roles of our health coaches is to hold the one-on-one sessions. So along with our Esperanza Community Housing Promotoras, they make appointments with the patients and meet with them one-on-one. They have a progress note that they use, and they develop action plans for them, go over particular barriers that they're facing. You know, a lot of the times they don't feel like they have enough familial support, or they don't know how to change their diet. If they're eating 12 tortillas a day, they don't know how to bring it down to one or two, you know? So it really, it's important. And tortillas. I was like, how do you translate that? Well, I think that's it. but yeah, so, you know, barriers like that. Or they're like, you know, I just really don't want to, like, stop eating the food that I like. Like, what do I do? And so this is the opportunity for them to really go over that. And I see that that makes an impact. And so for us, it's a mutually beneficial relationship. So our patients have the opportunity to meet with a health coach one-on-one, go over barriers in a private confidential setting, and at the same time our interns have an opportunity to have invaluable life experience within real-life settings. You know, they have the opportunity to think critically, to engage with the patients, and learn while they're also teaching the patients huge lessons. Okay, and then our health coaches also help with class coordination. So they make reminder phone calls for the patients to attend. We know, we've learned that reminder phone calls make a huge impact. For some reason, even if the patients have a schedule of classes, if we don't make a reminder phone call, the rate of attendance goes down. And that's, you know, in huge part because they just have too much on their plate. So a lot of times it's difficult to make it a priority. And they help prepare healthy snacks. So on the bottom left corner, that's an example of a healthy snack that our interns prepare for our patients. And they prepare the classroom before patients arrive. So they make sure the projector's up, the laptop is ready, the room is set up so that the course could take place. And they also help behind the scenes. So they help create certificates. So the bottom right-hand corner is an example of a certificate. And pretty much every term, there's a different certificate template, so it's fun. And they compile and analyze class data, so thanks to their help and thanks to the help of other volunteers, is why we're able to track the outcomes. And they provide feedback for future directions. And again, like Kane mentioned, our health coaches also develop a bulletin board every semester. And the bulletin board is either on common concerns expressed during the one-on-one sessions, or if they want to create awareness about a specific health issue that they know is prevalent in the community. And so they're pretty much given open realm. They can really figure it out and share it with us, and we have provided as many tools as possible for them to be able to bring it together. And so directions towards the future. So in the future, we plan on developing a more structured training program for the students. So aside from the lessons that they're learning with Hang, we also hope to have something that's of more substance for them, especially because we do know how challenging it is to work with our patient population simply because of the life conditions that they're enduring. And also we plan on reconciling the diabetes health education class schedule with the semester schedule at Occidental College. So, you know, we are open year-round, and we schedule classes year-round, and Occidental College, you know, has semesters and summer breaks and so on and so forth. So we, for 2015, we worked really hard to help reconcile that and make it a more in-line schedule for both of our programs. And that's it. Thank you. And now I'd like to invite Courtney up to the podium.